Brave New World by Aldous Huxley.
How did you get on with Brave New World?
Well, to be honest, it's a pretty long book. I'm really confused.
Yes, I know what you mean. So we should try to talk about it in a structured way. Let's start with a summary, the characters, and the main themes. Then we can have a look at the language, and we should take into account background information, such as the genre and the author and his times.
That sounds like a plan. And finally, we can think about what it means to read the novel today.
Before we start with the individual chapters, let's quickly repeat the structure of the novel again. Otherwise, it's too confusing.
Okay. Well, you summarize chapters 1 to 3 that deal with the London hatchery. I've got 4 and 5 that deal with Bernard, Lenina, and Henry. All of these chapters belong to the introductory part.
Yes. Then I did chapters 6 to 9, the part about the reservation.
After that, I had chapters 10 to 13, when John the Savage gets to know Brave New World. I also did 14 and 15 because they somehow belong to that part. It's when John's mother dies and he starts the revolt.
I had the ending, chapters 16 and 17, where the world controller, Mustafa Mond, explains the system of Brave New World to John and his friends and banishes Bernard and Helmholtz. And chapter 18, where John kills himself after an unsuccessful attempt to escape the system and to live alone.
Good. So let's start straight away. Could you explain your first summaries to me?
Sure, no problem.